local music on your local station, and an artist that we're about to get into conversation with right now on a Monday. Radio Life and Style coming out of your speakers. And if you're just tuning in, you've timed it very well, because Ross Charles, the guy you just heard playing that fantastic track, is in the studio with us to give us a little bit of a catch-up, a little bit of a... it's been a while. And finding out where he's at, I'll tell you where he's going to be at this week. On Thursday, open mic night at the Market in the Lifestyle Center, Bolito. But right now, he is loud and proud, live from our studio. Ross, welcome back to the microphone at 88 FM, my friend. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, and yourself?
Hey, I'm excited. I love catching up with musicians and talking music, and especially, you know, local music. And you tick all those boxes. So great to have you back in the house and to be seeing where you're at in 2024. And I'm just kind of rewinding in my brain to, you know, your journey, your musical journey, and you popped onto a lot of folks' radar for the first time during your stint on The Voice SA, right?
Yeah, so that was back in 2019. I did season 3.
Wicked, man.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Nice journey.
That was just before things went haywire and lockdown, and the music industry live performing ground to a complete halt. And it was a really crazy time to be trying to ply a trade in any kind of musical endeavor, and just as your rocket ship was kind of taking off, like how did you navigate that? Like, it must have been rough, to say the least.
Yeah, I think it was a complicated time, and I think for a lot of musicians and people in general, it was a hard time. I think a lot of musicians kind of turned inwards and started to do a few things from home and produce a bit more music at home. So I think in some ways it was a challenging time, but it bred a lot of creativity, and I definitely feel like I saw a lot more musicians starting to push original music and content creation at home.
Absolutely.
So I think in some ways it kind of moved a lot of South African musicians into a space that they hadn't been before, online, which we actually probably needed to do. But I think it was a tough time for everybody, and it's nice to see that gigs are starting to resurface and come back, and everyone's back performing, and the venues are starting to push more live music, and there's been a hunger for it.
Absolutely.
Since COVID. So
from an audience perspective, definitely. And it's been great to see that the right here in Bolito, the Lifestyle Center, has continued to provide a platform to showcase live local talent. And you've been a regular fixture and a feature along Eat Street and the Wishing Well. And it's great now that we are welcoming back again. Open mic nights for 2024. This is the week that it returns for this year. And as it has been in the past, it's going to be a cool monthly showcase for developing talent. Maybe not talent that is gigging consistently and at that sort of professional level. But what's different about this edition this year is that we're inviting every month a real musician, a professional, to come and be like the guest of the month. And you are the first Muso guest for this year, for this February kickoff for Open Mic Night at the Market. How cool is that?
Yeah, I'm feeling honored, making me feel very special over here.
That's going to be great, man. And, you know, I normally am emceeing the thing, so to have you along for the ride, it's going to be, I think, a real treat. And are you going to be able to grace us with some music to kind of kick off the evening and weave throughout?
Yes, I'll be playing a few songs. I think I'm putting a little set together. I want to do a few originals that I don't get to play very often, and then one or two upbeat numbers. I started bringing a kick drum into my set, so a little bit more upbeat, and
that's wicked, man.
So yeah, looking forward to it.
Providing your rhythm track yourself.
Yeah, a little bit of a backbeat behind it, get some feet stomping.
And looking at your sort of musical roots and genre, I mean, you're still one of the big names listed up on the Voice SA website. If your profile is still very much there, Durban born Ross Charles, has almost became a lawyer, but your mother apparently encouraged you to pursue what had always made you happy and fulfilled. And now practicing your gift and bringing it to the world as a musician, sound engineer, lead singer with a band in various guises, a versatile artist dabbling in many genres, and apparently a huge fan of the Beatles. In fact, you have a tattoo. Am I right? There you go.
I do.
You got the,
comes with me everywhere I go.
The Fab Four riding alongside on your forearm. There you go. What was it about the Beatles music that made such an impact on you as a young muso in your formative years?
I think the beauty with the Beatles is, as I've grown older, I've discovered them in different ways. So I think when I was younger, it was a style of music that I'd never heard, and the beautiful, rich harmonies and just the arrangement of everything really got me. And as a singer, the harmonies really was something that captured me. But as I've gotten older, the organic nature of the music and how it was recorded and the instruments they played and the way they experimented with recording and really paved the way for a lot of what we see in pop music now that didn't even exist before them. It's like a rabbit hole once you start going down.
Yeah. I mean, they left such a mark on popular music, and you can kind of... There's an argument to say that there wasn't, you know, pop music as we know it kind of didn't really exist before the Beatles.
Yeah, they took... I mean, before them, it was mostly jazz and big crooning kind of stuff. And they were that first pop sensation where they had, you know, people just fanning over them and album after album of, like, changing the genre and changing what they did. And they really shaped what we hear now. And you can almost hear Beatles influence in, I would say, 60% of stuff that you listen to. There's always something that someone's taken or borrowed from their style.
There's a thread. Is there like an all-time favorite go-to track when you're looking for a pick-me-up or something to sort of turn your day around, a Beatles banger?
It's a tough one because there's so many, but Golden Slumbers from their last album is definitely one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, yeah?
And Rocky Raccoon, which is a little bit of an unknown one, but... That's my guilty
pleasure.
You go
for the obscure, the lesser known Beatles tracks.
I think that's always the case.
Yeah, well, look, it's. Have you heard the most recent release, the sort of final piece of the puzzle completed now? In 2023, with some AI assistance and pulling a scratchy recording voice of John Lennon from a demo tape and filling in a bit of magic from the past. What did you think of that? Did you hear
it? It was quite polarizing. I think a lot of people, like from my side, I was really happy to hear something from them again, but the AI filling in John Lennon's voice was a tough pill to swallow, and I'm still not sure where I stand on that, but it was a lovely song and nice to have that excitement of hearing a Beatles song that you'd never heard before after all these years.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you think you've reached the end of a thing, and suddenly, with the power of technology, more comes out of the bag.
And it was nice to have a send-off like that, where it felt sentimental to them as well. You could hear that it meant something to Paul and Ringo to do that and include John and some parts that George had written as well.
Your tattoo seems like it was smiling. And while we're chatting Beatles, quick little musical breather as the sun pops out from behind the clouds in the blue sky and the Dolphin Coast. Here comes the sun, and here is the Fab Four. Stick around, we're back on the other side of this with Ross Charles talking music. the sun. You heard it on a Monday. That's your, well, part of your weather forecast. I'll give you the rest of it just now before we get to 10 o'clock. It's 1:45 right now, and you're on 88 FM. And coming to you live from the heart of Ballito, you got me, Mike, in the morning on the show brought to you proudly by Accelerate Security. And joining me in studio, a local musician of note, Ross Charles, is on the microphone. Still here, Ross.
Still here, Mike.
Still doing your thing. And we've got plenty in store on the musical front. I'm really excited for Thursday. Open mic night returns to the Lifestyle Center. Ross Charles is the celebrity guest for this edition of Open Mic as we kick it off for 2024. It's going to be a zinger. There's going to be a couple of special tracks performed by the man himself woven into the evening. So make a plan between 6 and 8 p.m. The format for this year, I think it's going to be a really cool thing to have a special local musical guest kind of featured at each open mic throughout the rest of the year as a monthly treat. And when it comes to your music right now, the kind of stuff that you're gravitating towards, Ross, when it comes to performing and writing and even the, you know, tracks that you might want to cover or sort of rework from other artists, which musical direction is getting you most excited right now in 2024?
So from a gig point of view, I've been trying to create a set that brings me excitement and joy every time I play it. So stuff that tickles my fancy and makes me fall in love with performing again. So I do a bit of everything, but I've tried to put like a bit of an R&B, a soul kind of twist on some covers that a lot of people already are, you know, used to hearing, and just doing them in a way and presenting them in a way that is a little bit different from what they would normally come to expect for it.
Yeah. And look, that sort of soulful approach was something that really served you well with your stint on The Voice. I mean, the track that I think got the chairs spinning and the buzzers buzzing. I think we even got it here on the playlist. Let me see if I can find it. This is the one, right?
That's the one. Good bit of Sam Cooke.
Buzz is going off. What a performance. Ross Charles on his star-making debut on The Voice SA. And what a cool track as well. And like, not the typical run-of-the-mill voice cover song material. Were you always a Sam Cooke fan, Ross?
I actually wasn't a huge Sam Cooke fan, but they send out a little pack of audition material that you can pick from, basically. So there's like a selection that everyone can choose.
Yeah.
And they had the Seal version of A Change Is Gonna Come.
Oh.
And I actually hadn't heard it yet. And I went through the list and I was listening to everything. I thought, oh man.
What a track.
This is a track, yeah. And I fell in love with it immediately. And I was lucky that no one else had sequestered it. So
you nabbed that one.
Yeah, jeez.
Is it something that you still perform? Is it part of any sets that you do these days?
Unfortunately not. It's quite a big song.
It's a big one, yeah.
It needs that big arrangement. But if I'm at a karaoke night, I'll I'll toss it out
there. Give it a smash. That's so cool, man. Look, I mean, the range is evident. The talent is there. And that was 2019. It seems like just the other day. But you look at the canon and you think, wow, suddenly half a decade.
5 years.
And how would you say you as a performer and just as a person, I suppose, have grown and changed since the moment on the stage with the judges and the buzzers and the chairs and the lights and because a lot of folks have that sort of flash in the pan moment and then they disappear and you don't know what happened. You're still consistently gigging, performing, getting your voice out there. You got other stuff going on as well, apart from music. But how would you say now in 2024 you're feeling about music and life and where you're at?
I think with COVID coming right afterwards, it was a tough and very challenging thing, and I did take a back seat with the music, and I think a lot of musicians especially also had to find other avenues. But it seems like in the last 2 years everything's coming back and settling back into a bit of a normal again. So this year I have a newfound passion for music, and I've been writing more originals and working on recording projects.
Really?
I did a stint with the band for a few gigs this year, so that'll be something we're looking to push towards the end of this year and hopefully start the back half of the year with full original, full band kind of stuff again. So
that's awesome.
It's
man.
Been a good bit of growth in the last year, and I've really found a new enjoyment in doing what I do. So the gigs have been, you know, pushing, and it's very busy, and I think a lot of guys can say the same thing. It's been like a bumper season. So
awesome.
It's nice to have that passion again and enjoy it and find new ways to fall in love with music.
And do you still get young performers who are kind of like just starting out and trying to get some advice or sort of pick your brain regarding anything in the music industry in particular? Do you still get the urge to sort of mentor or you know, provide guidance for artists that are still finding their feet?
Yeah, and I think we're talking about that open mic.
Mm.
Those open mics that's where I started, at open mics, and every musician I know, even the big guys like Kickstands, would come to the open mics, and it was a way where we all would meet and socialize and get tips from each other and bounce new tracks off of a crowd and your fellow musicians who were often in the crowd. So those open mics are integral. And when Lifestyle contacted me to be the guest, I was so excited, because the younger musicians and the guys cutting their teeth, they need to be at these kind of events and mingling with other musicians and mingling with musicians of different levels. So it's so exciting that something like that is happening again, and I really am excited to be a part of it.
That's so cool. I mean, the caliber that we've seen in the last year, and I'm sure it's going to continue this year, there's been some really exciting stuff, some discoveries of note, and you never know, you might find your next collaborator for a track or two. It's going to be a real treat, man. I'm really looking forward to hanging with you on Thursday. 6 o'clock, it kicks off. At the market, at the Lifestyle Center Bolito, free for you listening to this to come and bring the family, bring your friends, come and hang out. The great discounts at all of the eateries in the market. So it's a really smart bet for some great live local entertainment. You're going to be in for a treat, that's for sure. And Ross, I can't wait to see you do your thing. You're bringing your guitar, right, along with the kick drum, possibly. It's gonna be one for the books, and it's the first one for 2024. So it's we're kicking off with a bang in style. I want to sort of end off with a bang as well. And I've got your single. Was this the last recorded single that you released? Love Like This.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
So I think it was the night before I was meant to shoot back to The Voice for the top 16. I was living with one of the members from the Kickstands and sitting on my bed, and I just picked up my guitar and strummed these three chords, and something just clicked, and I just grabbed it and ran with it, and I wrote this song. And I called the guy who was helping me with my video stuff at like 10 o'clock at night, and I was like, I've written this song, I'm leaving tomorrow, I want to come and do a video for it. And he came and we shot it and put it up on my socials. And then when I got back and kind of wound down from The Voice, this was the first single that I went and did. But it's just one of those songs that I never stopped playing, and I always love playing it.
Wow. Well, we love hearing it, and we'll play it for you right now. And between now and Thursday, wishing you an awesome week, my friend. Looking forward to catching up on Thursday evening for an open mic night. What do you say?
I'm looking forward to it, Mike.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and you're about to hear this one from Ross Charles. Love Like This. Turn it up on a Monday. Charles, catch him live as our special guest artist at this month's open mic night at the Lifestyle Center in Ballito. Thursday, it's happening at the Market, 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be there, emceeing the thing, and love to see you there too. And as we reach the top of the hour, just about, we're nearly at 10 o'clock. Here's one more from Maroon 5.